So I know, you know, Q had to step away for a minute, so I guess we can get straight into the shit. Do y'all want to do this?
I don't want to answer that question.
Y'all do.
Let's go.
And we have women here, and this is going to be so good. Nobody's a barb in here, right? Good.
Nah, all right. It's all adult women in here. All
right, good. Speaking of women who are not adults, Nicki Minaj. So that shit came out this week.
I'm not going to talk about boo like that.
That shit came out, and I feel like, just like we did on the last podcast, we need to dissect this all together.
I know this nigga. What should we dissect it? Her album or her song, or are we dissecting?
Out of which one?
Are we dissecting her song or
dissecting her?
I'm going to actually dissect everything with this Nicki. Do we want to start with the gossip, or do we want to
start with the song?
No, we're going to start with the gossip
first. Let's start with.
I want to start with the gossip because I feel like Nicki is. The promo for her album is better than the actual album.
The album was terrible.
The album is absolute trash. Jess and I, we went to dinner, and she came back. You know, she's driving. She's like, "Greg, I'm gonna put on a Nicki album, right?" And I'm just unfazed, unbothered. Like she plays the shit, and I'm listening to it. Like, okay. She what song was it she played?
I Thought I Knew You.
It's, with The Weeknd.
How long down is that track?
That was track 7. So I'm going to
I didn't make it past 30 seconds of track.
I like Barbie Jeans, that's it.
You like Barbie Jeans because you heard that twice on.
Because I heard Biggie's version, yeah. So I thought it was funny. I like her version because I thought it was funny. She said, "I used to pray for time to look this face out." I thought that was hilarious.
I thought it was too.
That's a funny song.
So here we go with Thought I Knew You. I want to get everybody's perspective on this because Jess gets the pick. She's the wild card. So Thought I Knew You. Wait. Before we, since nobody's heard it yet, is she going to come with fire or is she going to come sing?
The song is terrible.
I don't like it already. I don't like how it starts.
The Weeknd.
So because The Weeknd came on,
I would give him
40 more seconds.
I was like, wait, well, so what's meant to do? Because I was like, The Weeknd's going to come in and freak that shit. You can just hear like how he came in like, oh, it's about to be like his song.
Oh, no, we're going to keep going. I wanted to stop just so y'all can hear the fact that The Weeknd came in. If you already have somebody that you know, and it says featuring The Weeknd, he's a singer. Why are you even singing? But let's keep going.
She fucked up.
No, we got to go back.
Honestly, I think this should excite you. You love drama, it excites you. I don't think I'm talking to the right show.
What the fuck?
But the
thing is, it's catchy. The beat is catchy, and The Weeknd made you want to continue listening to it. And then she did like.
Can I say right now the sad fact is that the best original song on the album is the one where she's with a pedophile that's not her brother.
Oh boy, we're going to hell.
Oh no, Fifi.
It's called
Fifi. Even let no.
The production on it,
and then they took it away, and then
they had to add on it because she was not. So
her album sales are going.
Her album streams are doing horrible. But because you put a song that's already been streaming on an album, those sales for that song get counted towards the album.
Yeah.
So they went and added Fifi, and it's a shitty song.
Yeah.
But the production is stupid.
Yeah, she did 135 before the Fifi, which is already bad. Because I think Travis did. I think he did They said 360.
Let's not compare the two.
No, we're not comparing. What we're saying is
Astroworld is
phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. It's
look. I got a rule. I got a rule. So for you to get into like numbers. My discussion as far as like quality albums, you gotta pass three tests.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta pass the car test, the regular like test of me playing at work, and the gym test.
Can we just add a test?
It passed all three of them.
What, Nicky's here?
No, Astroworld. Like, dog, I put that shit on in the gym. If you go and run in the gym to Astroworld and it just lets you transition to lifting, it is the best shit.
I was on my Astroworld drive, the long part, and I played Don't Try to Be God.
Oh my
God. When you call me in,
I was just like, I was like, was that cutting? This album is phenomenal. I was like, shit.
This reminds me of you and I, all of us, we were going out, and you had played Ross's, which one? Mastermind album.
We were
just listening for the live instruments, and then we realized, wait, the whole fucking album is nothing but live instruments.
I played 10 Jesus Pieces. That was my shit. That was my shit.
I heard it.
I love that song.
Mind blown. But then you get... I guess I didn't.
I expected Meek Mill to sing shit like this. I really think Safari influenced her raps beforehand because
I really feel it's starting to prove more and more.
Because it's like, as much he might be a fuck boy, he might be, you know, a clout chaser, but it seems like everybody he's worked with, their song sells.
Look, all I'm gonna say is this, though. Nicki Minaj is the quintessential. It's never my fault. I'm blaming the rest of y'all, Sagittarius. It's the like it's a regular ass thing, dog. Every single thing she like it's every single thing she does is always somebody else's fault.
Question: why are we still talking about her when she didn't have the best track during her album release?
You're right.
It was still Doja Cat.
Doja Cat. More importantly, let's just get
to it. If you heard it, and you know that she was better than her whole album.
It's terrible. Barbie Dreams is a good song. That's the
Barbie Dreams is a good. Let's play a couple more though, because I want y'all to actually.
When Nicki came out, like this, I remember listening to her like 08, and I got her mixtape, and it was actually really good.
You know when she was fucking Gucci Mane?
Yes. Right. When he posted that new to her and everything on Twitter, and changed it quick.
She posted a tweet. There's an actual tweet where she said she fucked both him and Washington. And there's nothing wrong with that, but at the same time, like, you had your boyfriend at the time, Safari, drive you from Queens down to Atlanta because of, a possible, manager situation, and you went and fucked the two dudes that were signed to the person that was, was going to be your manager at the same time?
She makes, $20 million a year, so it's not a good decision.
It does. It was a wise decision. It was definitely a good investment.
All I'm going to say is...
She paid Safari, so let's not make it seem like Safari.
Nicki Minaj...
Safari has writing credits on both of her first two albums.
Nicki literally looks like IKEA furniture. She's just build and go. She talked about Safari's hairline.
We got to have this conversation too, dog.
Yeah, let's do it.
You can't slander someone by saying the shit that you paid for them to have.
One point.
That's like telling everybody, hey guys, look at them and this L that I gave myself. How you gonna sit here and say that I paid for this nigga to get a new hairline and now he using that hairline to fuck other people?
Exactly.
The
thing is, Safari is, I just watched the show and I see it because I come in the room and the shit is like pure comedy. Apparently he fucked, what's the dude, A1's wife or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it and I was like, wait, he fucked, and I know who A1 is. So I'm like, wait, he fucked A1's wife. And then Mariah Lynn is even on Snapchat and Instagram going absolute ham. On Nicki.
I don't watch the show. So
that's the thing. I don't even watch the show.
It's not that good.
What the fuck is that shit?
Well, it's not good anymore because Soulja Boy's now.
There's no
Soulja Boy ain't on
Soulja Boy was the best part.
Exactly.
I stopped watching. I
I stopped watching Soulja Boy.
But let's keep going with Nicki before we get into Dope and Nope, because Dope and Nope is going to be interesting.
Dope, bro.
I just took her name and made that bitch a LLC. Stuff a couple steps up in there, bitch, get on your feet. You make twice as much if you switch it up just to see. So you be rich and famous, but you just a guy to me. I feel like I'm King Kong. Name still going ding dong. Two girls getting more money. And they don't rap, they sing songs. I stay with that pink gown. Pink furs and them pink thongs. Who's out if they blink wrong? Think hard, but don't think long.
Nope.
Safari, go back to her.
All right.
Damn, well, Mr. Safari.
Look, I'm going to say this. I will say, the high school that she went to for performing arts must have been a really good high school, because they convinced her that she's good at acting like she's a good rapper.
She's okay. She's not a bad actress.
The issue...
No, she's good at acting because she's been acting like she's a good rapper for the last 10 years.
Okay. Well, I'm saying... All right.
She's
not...
Really hard on that.
He did. He felt that one up. I like that. That was a good one. I like this shit.
Well, right. I want y'all to hear what Nicki said. Instead of her promoting the album, she goes and says this. So...
When I talk about these females that come before me, go and ask Lil Wayne and go and ask Gucci Mane, have they ever wrote a fucking lyric for me?
They never said they wrote.
They can't.
No, they respect
my pen. They respect my pen, you know? And it's so fucked up that everybody on the inside of the industry knows that I write my lyrics and knows that I put so much weight on women writing. And then for one person to do something like this to me out of sheer weakness and passive aggression and just hatefulness and vindictiveness, because you got caught shitting on a person that was taking care of you for years and years, because you got caught shitting on a person who was taking care of you while you were paying for prostitutes and doing all types and stealing their credit cards and doing all types of dumbass shit.
Oh, hold up.
You know what that was? All that was right there was that. Like, basically, what she said was that this nigga Safari hit the bottom and went fuck somebody else, and I'm still mad. That was a Safari hit the bottom and fuck somebody else, and I'm still mad.
So,
more importantly,
hey, yo,
if we're not talking prostitutes, can we just say Meek did a whole ass song about the fact that he drove to their house and picked up Nicki and fucked her that night? Do I need to play this? Because, like, that was an actual thing. Like,
I think Nicki wanted something to fix.
Nicki really came out and said that she was fucking with Meek Mill long before they got together, which means...
And I tried to be so nice. Everybody knows I kept my mouth shut. I could have been a fucked up ass bitch to people. I said nothing.
You not paying for pussy. Wait a minute.
Just wait a minute.
Shut up, nigga.
Hey, yo.
Shut the fuck up. I hate when old niggas say shit like that.
Like, nigga, let's be quite frank.
It was California 5 in the morning. I was plotting annoying. We was hot as on it. Trying to pop a point and fuck you good on that perk. We linking up getting faded. We fell in love and we made it. We on the roof, I never did it. Cook it to lettuce. All this time coming, she scattered. That pussy was good as confection. I'm in the latest. She ride that deal like Mercedes. I might just call her Mercedes. Rock a Michelle. I might just act like a mess. I won't tell nobody you my baby. She fell in love with the real. Now she don't fuck with the fake. Me and her nigga when she at home. I'm talking like Clippers and Lakers. She get the dip on fake. That pussy got me going crazy. I know that these niggas go ahead, but we only trip when we trip to Jamaica.
I just want to say,
damn, I hate that about that shit.
Oh,
I hate that about that shit.
Lest we forget.
Because she got two niggas going stupid over here.
But more importantly,
Nas never did, though.
Nas never did. Nas had Khaleesi. That's a whole nother
thing. But so here goes the thing with
Nas. I said, fuck this.
Here goes the thing, though. Like, it had to be something. Because, like, she looks funny. Like, it is what it is. Like, she had to have...
She looks funny?
She looks funny, though.
Wow, that is a slap.
I don't think that's true at all.
Okay.
I think Nicki looks really good.
She looks good. She looks good.
Everybody's seen her both life, so yes, Nicki does look good.
Like, her face is not ugly.
No, her face is not ugly. Everything else looks dumb funny. it looks dumb funny.
Well, you take away the abnormally large ass that went flat.
No, it's not even that, dog. Like, I don't have a problem with fake asses, but you don't buy a fake ass and not get the matching thighs.
Didn't have any fat to transfer.
That's nah, facts. I don't want to hear that shit, dog. That's she didn't facts. Have any fat to transfer when she got the ass,
that's
man.
Not fat in her ass.
Oh, okay.
Injections. That's why
injections fix a flat. Who gives a fuck? I'm saying
you need fat to transfer.
But what I'm saying is that dog, she could have paid for somebody's fat, dog.
These are legs. That's her body. You're like, what the fuck? She walking around like this. This is making a fight.
I'm saying, like,
if Nikki was a stripper, you'd call her two lollipops.
I would throw like $30 at her. Because the bugs like. Body looks weird, and so when you see that they start twerking, you're like,
I don't know.
She tried so long, and my thing is this, like, that's what, not the comparative to, but at least Cardi never lied about her shit. She was like, yes, I was stripping, I wanted a bigger ass, I went and got a fake ass, it is what it is. Right?
She said,
it was what it was. You can't clown for that shit. But Nikki was out here trying to act like.
But think about just the Cardi B. Since we're actually doing this, Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. Cardi B is like the people's champ of female rappers right now.
But there's only one reason for it, though. She's always been fucking authentic. Nikki could have been that.
She owned everything.
She did not want to be that.
Because their pathways are quite similar, except for the fact that Cardi stripped. They both went to performance arts high schools.
Yeah.
Cardi was in college. She just went back to stripping. It was what it was. She built her way up via social media. And she's literally the only, and I mean this like in a very real way, she's the only mainstream female rapper in the last 25 years to actually get on without a male co-signer.
And be Aretha. No, Nikki beat Aretha for her.
No, she didn't. She's still
pretty. Yeah, she didn't beat Aretha for her.
I thought she beat Aretha.
No, she didn't beat Aretha
for her. She might beat it, but the issue is she'll beat it not with this album. Maybe.
Hell no. And she can't beat it. Without having any singles that don't feature
somebody else,
some nigga,
except for Barbie Dreams.
Barbie Dreams should have been the first single, and then you'd have been disappointed because nothing else on the album is remotely close to it.
Can we actually talk for a second? We said that Barbie Dreams will go off. It's gonna go off with us because we've heard it enough. That shit's not going off on the charts, bro. It's not. It's gonna be.
I think it is.
It'll go off.
I don't know.
It'll go off for her.
I don't know if Barbie Dreams has enough.
It doesn't have fuel behind it.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't have enough power for it to go off.
So here was the thing, though. I'm calling who it really is because I watch a lot. I pay attention to music, probably to an unhealthy extent. Nicki Minaj did nothing but take the entire like. Steez of Lady Gaga and apply it to hip hop.
She already did that already when she put out that pop song.
But that's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying though. She took Lady Gaga's entire thing. Because the only difference is that majority of Nicki Minaj's fans are young minded women.
Her fan base is not women. Nicki Minaj, you not have
okay. Young-minded, feminine people.
Yes. Okay.
Well, more importantly,
take that however you choose.
Nicki Minaj is about to go on tour with Future. Who do you want to see more?
It doesn't matter.
It does. Absolutely matter.
They also have a draw.
I'd rather see Future.
Exactly.
You're thinking about this.
I would rather see Nicki. You know why?
Listen, the people who consume music are under 30-year-old white women.
Okay.
They want to see something they can relate to. They're gonna sing Nicki Minaj songs. They're gonna sing the hottest Future songs they can sing along to.
They're gonna sing some rap. They share a nose. They share noses with them.
Yeah. All right. No racist. But I'm saying like I'm just saying like they're gonna sing along. They're gonna want to go to something they can sing along to. So.
All I want from Nicki is to put out a fourth album because Queen didn't do it for me. Because you know Nicki's thing. She does. Like Pink Friday, and then she does the re-upload, and then the re-upload. And
she
then
has like songs from those albums. So.
Two songs is not more songs. Hey, it's still
I don't know.
Platinum is platinum, bro.
Platinum.
Is what I'm saying. Wait 4 years.
Speaking of that, hold on. Because one thing we did not talk about last week, and nigga, I'm going there. I'm going there just for one person in this room, because I've been waiting on this one. I've been waiting. I've been fucking waiting. It's about to get ugly. So, right now, best rapper alive to me is Kendrick. Period.
Agreed.
Everybody else?
Yep. Yeah.
It's Cole. Cole put out album of the year. He does not have album of the year, bro. Nah. We're gonna play this freestyle.
I think it's better than Cole.
Wait, as far as like this year or just in rapper, general?
Period. Gibbs is way better than Cole.
I could name. All right, I'm gonna let this shit play.
Gibbs is better than Cole.
I'm gonna let this shit play.
You think so? You think Gibbs is better than Cole?
That's not what I'm getting at.
Okay,
this is like good because it's the way that I'm actually looking at.
We talking about lyrical content.
We talking about lyrical content and flow. But here's the thing, though. You have to ask people how they're defining rappers because Cole and Drake are great song makers, but they're not necessarily great rappers. And that's
Cole's a good rapper. Drake.
Cole's a good rapper. He's a better rapper than Drake.
He is.
Right. Drake is the top tier song maker.
Drake is a hit maker.
He's a hit maker. He knows what he's doing right there. Which you don't have to be nice at rapping to do that.
Because the song would never stop, whatever the fuck it's called. That shit is annoying. But people like it because he's rapping. He's not singing. That's why they like it.
Right. So here's the thing, though. Like, I happen to like Cole's album this year, but I also don't allow the industry and the powers that be tell me what the fuck I should listen to.
I can't listen to KOD.
I can't.
Like, KOD didn't bother me. I actually liked it. It is what it is. But I'm not going to give – it's not in my top five albums this year.
It may not be
in my top 10 albums this year.
KOD is an acronym for Knocked Out Dreaming. Because I was asleep, bro.
I was fucking asleep. The only mainstream release albums right now that are possibly in my top five is J-Rock's Redemption.
Yep, absolutely number one. Absolutely number
one. Astroworld.
I take the back. No, you're going there. You're about to go there. I'm going to let him finish.
Let him finish because
number three, I already know where
you're going.
I know where you're going.
Astroworld, you don't want to hit Nipsey's?
No.
Astroworld is not a rap album.
You're not going Nipsey.
No, we agree. Can we agree that Astroworld is not a rap album?
What do you think it is then? Because
he's singing, he has all those. It's a hip hop album.
Last week we didn't get Eric's five.
You were gone.
It's gonna be good.
So if we're doing this, so my top five albums that come out this year.
Tell me one. Because I'm ready.
So one.
I already know because you done tweeted about it four times already.
Okay, so my nigga Saba.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't even know who fuck Saba is.
Yeah, but
Saba's out. He's out of Chicago. He dropped his second album. He has called Care for Me. Mm-hmm. And I tell you that this nigga is nice as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Does he auto tune every song?
No. This nigga. Right? No.
Is it real music?
No.
Okay, let's go.
He's like legit. He's the best rapper out of Chicago. Including, like, name whoever right now. I don't give a fuck. Who you want to name? G Herbo. You can name G Herbo.
King Louie.
You can say No Name. You can say, and I fuck some No Name Heavy.
I don't think he's better than King Louie.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you got to consider the fact that, like, when you talk about rappers from Chicago, I'm talking about, like, Mick Jenkins, too. Like, people like that. He the best rapper out of Chicago. So, Care for Me is my number one. And the next four is kind of like a toss up. J Rock's Redemption is up there. Astro Robot, Travis.
That's not a rap album.
Look, man. Look, that's how I'm going right now, right? So that's three, right? I'm going to give it to Royce da 5'9"'s Book of Ryan.
Very good album. Very good album.
Right?
Very good album.
So classic. And the best album to drop out of the city of New York this year.
Cardi B? Cardi B?
Smoke Dizza.
Yes.
Smoke Dizza's album was a snooze fest.
Whoa! Are you fucking serious?
I'm a Dizza fan.
I was trying to rock with it,
and Smoke Dizza put me to fucking sleep.
I was literally knocked out.
Listen to fucking Smoke Dizza. He was boring as fuck.
Speaking of sleeps,
you bugging, dog. I'm not bugging. This is not the old Dizza.
Speaking of sleeps.
Yeah. My mind stayed for like the crime in the summertime. Higher than average. Lot of cabbage. Thank God I have all five established guidelines to keep niggas inside of fabrics. Commissioned by the state, I skate by the masters like you who with a new riding passenger. Shout out Oak Cliff, I'm about to fly to Dallas. Decade from now, I might just buy the Mavericks. What up, my Cuban? I am only part human, half man, half amazing. Plus, I'm good at math like I'm Asian. Hate to use stereotypes, but that's like the better what a nigga get from Caucasians. No race, mate, and treat the beat like PlayStation. Reporting to you live from the International Space Station. I probably vacation on Mars. The flow is out of this world, and the soul's above.
He's not as the nice song.
I'm
he's
sorry. Flow. Y'all do not no, like the I'm flow.
He's flowing, but this is what pisses me off, though.
Oh, no,
this,
no,
this
no,
is
no let's keep
me,
going.
This is literally what pisses me off about J. Cole, though. He can do that.
Yep.
Whenever he fucking wants to.
But he won't on
and
his
he
albums.
He won't do that shit on his albums. That's what's and it pisses me the fuck off.
I mean, that's the Meek Mill effect.
No, it's not.
It's just Cole.
It's the fucking Drake effect.
He lost control of his album.
Cool.
Cole, man.
Cole?
Friday Night Lights?
Yeah.
Arguably one of the better mixtapes of all time.
So watch this shit. Ironically speaking, everybody signed to Dreamville makes better albums than Drake. I mean, makes better albums than J. Cole.
Bass,
with Bass by himself is nice as fuck.
Yeah.
All right? Jid, nice as fuck. Earth Gang, nice as fuck. Ari Lennox, nice as fuck. Cause, nice as like literally everybody signed to Dreamville makes better albums than him.
So Cole
and stays
the
in their bag.
Do you think they're right for him and he's losing?
No, I think J. Cole keeps trying. I think he's trying so hard to hit the charts the way that Drake does, but by trying to stay conscious. And it's like, dude, you're trying way too fucking hard.
Yes.
All you gotta do is spit.
That's it.
It ain't that hard. Spit. You can spit. You nice.
He's just spitting here.
Exactly. Nice. Like,
I mean,
rap,
this
dog.
Goes.
It's just
yeah.
rap.
He definitely shot
you. We've fallen for this trap before. Mr. Fiasco.
We will not do this.
Lupe said fuck Obama, and that's why his career.
And that's a fact. And he told y'all exactly why he said it,
mm-hmm.
and everything he said was factually true,
mm-hmm.
because quiet is kept.
Mm-hmm.
When Lupe's album Tattoo on Youth dropped,
mm-hmm. I remember,
and that nigga was completely in his bag. And people still ain't caught up because that, no, like, somebody's gonna find that album 15 years from now. I was like, yo, this dude was, what the fuck?
He was right.
He was right the whole time. That entire Tetsuo and Youth album arguably is better than Food and Liquor.
But what he did incorrectly was he said, fuck Obama.
Yeah.
At Obama's inauguration.
Yeah, but guess what though? So the fuck what?
Dude, you come, if I ask you to come to my house and DJ, and you're like, hey, yo, shout out Rob, by the way, I fucked your girl.
Whoa, where did we get? How did we get here?
I'm just saying, that's essentially what he did.
Yeah,
he came to the White House. I'm just, okay. All right, no, but you get what I'm trying to say. He came to the White House inauguration on live TV. He didn't say fuck Obama.
That's not why.
That's exactly what happened. He talked shit about Obama on live TV during an argument.
He said he felt that the president is a terrorist. He also
that's terrible. You don't say about the fucking president during his inauguration,
okay.
Ball.
Guess what though? You know what? He said he feels like anybody who's held the office of president is a terrorist.
I don't give a fuck.
But no.
That's what you tweet.
No.
You don't say that shit at your
You shouldn't even
function.
Be tweeting shit.
You get paid $250,000 before
but,
the fucking
but,
White House.
Let's be quite frank. That's not the only thing that happened to Lupe. Yeah. The other part about it, too, is that dude was signed to a 360 deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's his fault.
It is, but a lot of rappers
that's
signed 360
right
deals.
That's his fault. Your,
right?
That's his fault.
And then, because he was with Atlantic. So you signed a 360 deal because, remember, there is an entire version of what was supposed to be the Lasers album that never released, and we never heard it. I've heard tracks off the shit, but...
And
all them shit sound because I'm beaming,
yeah.
Shining down. Duh, that album was supposed to be masterful. We all know this, but
he's fucked up. And the dude from Chicago and the dude who's running Chicago is the president. That's why he brought you there. And you shit on him? Yo, he's the most powerful person in the fucking country.
Facts.
You think that's gonna happen? That's gonna work?
Look.
Listen, bro.
I respect it.
Listen, bro. I respect Obama you. Said, oh, yeah? Fuck you. He said the same thing to Kanye. You're a jackass. Kanye's shit started tanking.
That's true.
But the difference is this, though. Kanye still got the bag either way.
Not as much as he did when Obama was in office.
Mm.
He could have had a way bigger platform.
Kanye lost the bag because he put all his money into fashion and trying
he
to get...
He lost money to fashion.
No, he really did, though.
That was his stupid fault. It's called...
Because what was the name of that? Because remember, he had... Pastel was supposed to get up the ground. He literally put all of his own personal money into Pastel.
But he made a bad business deal because nobody puts their personal money into business unless you're like a mom and pop shop.
I guess he should have never dropped out.
Okay. All right.
God, you be waiting for these business lines, bro.
So, you should have done that Kobe and put $6 million on something nobody else wants to.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So,
I mean, I don't even think we need to play Cole again because. I want to do a dope note this week, and it's near and dear to my heart because, I mean, we do this every year. All of us, the black community, the basketball community, the male community. Our spouses hate it.
They have $25 million at Carmelo.
No, it gets better. So I didn't even speak on Melo this week because we didn't talk about him.
We didn't talk about him enough.
But
it ain't necessary.
If you didn't know already, 2K Sports and Travis Scott announced the soundtrack for the NBA 2K19. And I want to do the Doba Note just specifically for songs that are going to be on
2K19. Let's go.
So the first one is called, on Doba Note, Hacked My Instagram.
Who's that's just always a lot.
By Pierre Bourne. Not Jason.
Ooh.
Pierre. Here we go.
Yo, Pierre, you want to come out here? I'm kind of less than I can get in her. Makes me feel like she on an elevator.
That was the first song. I just need to go and actually say for those in the room who do not know how the scale works. Dope, how can we put it? Like, dope and dope is like raw and all. Raw is like, hey, you know, me and your mama one night, we went raw. And it was dope. Like, that's how that works. So, dope is like, hey, I fuck with it. Or it's like, see? You know straight out of us. I'm telling you. So, or...
And then nah is more like
nah. Not only would I not listen to that in the club, like nah, I just don't fuck with it. So or it's like maybe dope is yes.
So dope
is like
raw sex.
Dope is raw sex.
Raw sex.
Or it's like Plan B.
Don't tell nobody.
No. Or it's like Plan B. Like nah. Happened and
you didn't buy Plan B's after.
We're not doing this. We're not doing this.
You rolled that dice.
That left turn, though?
You was rolling dice.
I was never doing that.
Real quick plug. Hey, GoPuff, come sponsor this podcast. We will talk about how you can actually order a Plan B directly from your app if you need one in the middle of the night.
Why does everybody talk about GoPuff with Plan Bs? You can deliver Plan Bs
to your crib,
to your house. At 3 o'clock in the morning, you're like,
"Gorilla, we trying to get out of
the spot." What is it called? Go.
Whoa!
Wait a minute. Even you was like, "I don't know when with three kids, I needed that shit." When
now that's all your fault.
You need
the plan X.
Cromartie. Like, that's you.
You need a real Cromartie.
Like, that's you.
That's your fault.
Nigga, you were busting. You're busting out twins.
One, two, three. Fuck all y'all. Come on. All right. Let's get back on test. So, track number two is from Alice in Wonderland, and it's called Cry.
Alice in Wonderland. I don't like it because of her
name. I'm not supposed to listen to this shit when I'm playing ball.
I couldn't leave that wall behind me.
Yeah, that beat's about to be stupid though. Watch it.
I didn't know I needed someone who could quieten my mind. You walked in, I wanted to jump you. I'd fallen, but I tried to keep on. It's cliche, but I got to tell you. Cause I just wanna make a grown man cry. I just wanna make a grown man cry. I just wanna let you know you're mine.
What was that video game that had like the virtual fighter characters that ended up playing volleyball and like fucking
virtual fighter.
Virtual fighter or volleyball? Yeah, it sounds like it was supposed to be on that soundtrack.
Yep. Not NBA 2K19.
No. They want to say NBA grown man try, play that.
Now let's plug NBA 2K19, even though they are not sponsoring us. You know, I am going to buy it and probably take it back in a week. You know, this is not sponsored at all by 2K. We're just honestly critiquing the soundtrack. Travis Scott did go and handpick all of these. I'm sure that he had Kylie give whatever she's listening to.
That might be Travis Scott, too.
Wait, was this Kylie? I mean, it was like Kylie with makeup on or Kylie without
this makeup on? This is Kylie when Tiger wasn't pulling out when she was 16. All right.
He flew to Mexico.
So this dude actually messed around with a 16-year-old and then went and got his hair long fixed?
That's how you go to hell.
Ain't that a bitch?
So, the next song is by, not Charlemagne the God, but Angel the God, and it's called The Life.
Maybe he did.
Here we go. Starting off good.
Just feels a sign. What is it that's so difficult for you to decide? You know it's do or die. Oh yeah, I wave my life for this. They don't know what I would risk. Bitch, I paid the price for this. I would give my life for this. She's got a spicy knife. Ready for the monster. I never say no, but I won't blame it on the lights.
Okay. So it's because I don't listen to lyrics?
No.
Because I don't listen to lyrics when I'm playing a game?
No.
That wouldn't bother me.
That was terrible, bro.
The beat was fire.
The beat is fire.
The beat has Travis Scott and Nav written all.
And I've noticed this. The last three tracks we played all sound like something that Travis would either produce
of course.
Or be on.
Yeah.
So
of course.
Right now we are. For me, I'm. Hey, what in the fuck?
There's somebody out there, and he needs to address it.
Hey guys.
There's a dog running around me.
Sorry, he's doing his role.
Right now, Hack My Instagram was a nope. Cry was a nope, like collectively. And then The Life was an or, maybe?
No. That's not a two.
It's a nope. So we got three nopes.
Yeah.
So.
All these are 400 pounds.
So you're telling me I'm playing 2K on mute?
Basically. Okay. So.
Enforce your own music.
Or that.
So, the next song is called Speaking Gently by Bad Bad Not Good. So,
yeah, I don't even know.
It's got promise.
I hate the synthesizer.
See, it really depends on what they do.
do with the, like, the drums when they come in. I just I like the fact that it sounds like something else that's like out right now.
What's the song you're hearing up right now? This is going on too long.
Way too long. I look like a little
honey. Yeah, yeah, I'm a preschool teacher. I'm a pre-K teacher, and I just sounded this out for them.
I'll wait for it to also say this. We're, yes, we're definitely saying something like this. We might go off. Damn. Yeah. Fuck with that. I love it.
That's dope. That's dope. Is that dope for you?
I spelled it out phonetically.
That's dope.
That's a dope for me.
Nope. How is everybody else got a dope, but you got a no? That was dope.
He wouldn't
I'm
rap.
Sorry. Okay.
That was good. That
Ooh,
was
how do you feel about that? I really
need Rick Ross and Justice.
I'm not with it.
Shit quickly.
I just had to get.
Like, if you yes. take.
Wait, I was waiting for that. Let me explain why I said no. I got a very short attention span. Blame my ADHD.
I don't care.
Like, I need you to get to the point within the first 45 seconds.
That's fair. It did take literally.
It took
50
2 minutes.
You know what?
It's only a minute and 49.
That's a mentality right there. That's what stops. That's what ends up. That's how you end up with eights and not fucking fives, dog.
What? All right. What next song.
Nobody else got it.
I'm invoking your Apple card.
Nobody else got it.
Look.
So
if you got,
I'm invoking your Apple card for 5 minutes.
Nigga, you don't have that much power.
Yes, I do. All right. I said so, 5 minutes. Not eternity. 5 minutes.
The next song is "Hands Off My Body" by Ballpark Music,
aka No More Jordan Era. No hand checking.
Who's the last artist? That was bad, not good.
Okay. Oh, no, bad, not good. Did an entire LP with
I know exactly.
Ghostface Killah.
Yep.
No, they. Yeah, no. Bad, not good. Jazz group. They nice.
So the song song I'm about to play now is "Hands Off My Body" by Ballpark Music. We're starting off good.
I didn't like my ears, so I chopped them up. I didn't like my nose, so I chopped it up. I didn't like my hair, so I chopped it up. I never liked my body, so I chopped it up. Come on.
I used to be playing 2K and listening to this song.
Especially after I lost.
I didn't let my legs, so I chopped it up. I didn't let my legs, so I chopped him up. One finger at a time, I chopped him up. I didn't let my tummy, so I chopped it up.
I'm not usually
okay. This is
You had that, like,
this is dope.
I would definitely buy you some of this shit, especially if I got blown the fuck out.
I'm trying to blow the next
team
out.
It sounds like
a video game song. It sounds like something you would hear on a menu for
NBA. Now, we're only judging this from the fact that it's on a video game soundtrack.
It sounds like a video game
song. That's fine. I told you, like, I would listen to this shit. I got blown up by 35.
It's our hero.
I got blown up by 35, and I'm ready to fucking put the team up.
Okay,
I'm ready to put the next team up. No. The next team I play.
So it's a no from you.
It's a hell no.
It's a hell no.
I liked it.
You like
that's
it.
A dope.
That's a dope.
Dope.
That's you got a no. You got a dope. Dope. I got an or.
Dope.
So I'm the only one with or. That's fine. I'll take it.
Okay. All right. More cuss.
So,
I get it.
So the next one is called "Drifting" by Bishop Nehru.
and it sound like it's about to be fire.
Yo, Bishop Nauru used to fuck around with Lupe.
All right, man. It sound shit. Like it's about to be fire.
Play that shit.
Oh, listen to our music.
Yup, already. Well, can we pause? Can we pause?
This is what you're practicing.
The fucking name of his album is Elevators. Act 1 and 2.
Yep.
Nigga. Again, can we just start this all over? I just need the, like...
From the rule, I'm trying to finish it from the book of the...
This is about to be funny.
I'm an emperor and you'll surely witness. I'm from Kepta, but I've been in Malkuth doing business, moving vicious, cause I see the cycle getting repetitious. And plenty of motherfuckers dead, sleeping with the fishes. It's really getting ridiculous. Most folks are envious, or they either scared and in fear like insidious. Time's been ugly, but now they just hideous. Everybody's a killer and they try to hide themselves from us. I'm just being me, never switching for the bucks. I'm in y'all's plan, so I'm something no man can touch. I've been going ham like I'm playing in the clutch. Got the Kyrie step back when actors acting up. Been this way since the fuck. You can't even get a snub. Fuck us up. If you acting different, then you get a snub. And I ain't even let them come back like the Cubs. That's a dub. I'ma fly like a dove. So what's up?
Dope.
That's dope.
That's all the way around, though. That one.
I told you what it was. Oh, okay. Yeah, he was fuck with. Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna try to pivot away from the NBA 2K because I don't want to spoil it for everybody who you know.
Just don't play anymore. Nicki Minaj.
No, that's definitely not happening. That's super dead. I want to play a couple dope nopes that I heard and I was like, I don't know if I feel that. So, this one is from a rapper whose name I can't pronounce, but it has like 19 characters. His name is called Thuzan Ban Phony.
Okay.
And it's called Stubalobi.
Oh.
Stubalobi. Now, notice I said it like I had an affliction, so I'm like, Stubalobi. Like that. Like, I'm plies and some shit, right? So here we go. This is Stupid Little Bit by Thuzan Ban Phony. Here we go.
This nigga made this song in the back of his ice cream truck.
LA truck wide, but it'll take no strong shit. And they cut, don't even bother, already going shit. Stingy fuck, had to cut you off, know you wrong to shit. Lost in the world, don't belong to shit. Coldest monkey in the jungle, go keep calling the shit. Don't like bomb the shit, like Vietnam and shit. Solo bitch, we shoot it out like the common shit. Still little bitch, this North Atlanta, not no common shit. It's a Bill Moran, I Saint Laurent, yeah. Christian Louboutin, Versace, and they garment, yeah. Finna go a couple bucks down, chomp, they loaded, and be on, yeah. Black my rose with thorns before you give it a porn.
It sounds like Playboi Carti mixed with
sounds like trash.
Famous Dex.
Nope.
Sounds like trash.
That's,
yeah. Hi, Dexter.
Yeah.
Nope. So, nope for everybody. Good.
Yeah.
So, we got a couple more.
Yeah, that's
this one is called Encore. And it's from none other than Tariq's actual father, Ja Rule.
Wait. Time out. Pause the fucking record, dog. Ja Rule, nobody give a fuck about what you thought at the time like 9/11. Nobody gives a fuck what you look like right now. Nigga, I knew you did not fucking take no damn I want to fight this nigga.
Do you want to do this?
Don't say Jodeci. That is motherfucking. That's
I was not going to say
this. He was not about to say
that. That's the fucking whispers.
I knew it was a Jodeci. Nigga, wait. Oh, nigga, who the fuck said?
You know what?
Here we go. Let's keep going.
Yes, I have to say that.
This is not the whispers, bro. It's not the whispers, dog. How the fuck did you mess up?
Rocksteady isn't the whispers?
That's my Rocksteady, nigga.
Rocksteady.
Whoa.
No, that's not the whisper.
Yo, let's take a break because we need to.
Oh, well, shit. Cool. It was
kind of cute.
Can we give Q a moment? Can we give Q a moment?
Drunk.
Okay, so Drunk Q is here now. No, but hold on. It's the same beat. It's the same beat.
I hear what you're saying.
No, I got it wrong because it had
the same beat. He's talking about the tempo.
The tempo, yes. It was rock steady. They sampled from that shit.
The beat.
They sampled. They sampled.
Tierra Whack, as in her last name is actual Tierra
W-H-A-C-K.
All that you were making fun of, what's his name?
Yeah. This shit feels like I won't ever make it home.
Drop your slack, don't fuck up, you get off of this road. Bitch, don't look at what you got coming, my lord. Bitch, don't look at what you got
what the fuck was that?
What? That's a no for me, dog.
You know what's fun? Hey, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this.
I'm gonna say this shit.
Nope. Yo, so the other day, right? I think it was like last week. Somebody had tweeted. They were like, "Yo, most of these rappers don't listen to enough music to actually make music."
They don't.
I can agree more
because they when they say, "I only listen to myself," it shows that they don't listen to enough. You know what? When I heard Kevin Gates say it, Kevin Gates is lying because he sounds like country singers and other rappers.
Right.
Kevin Gates also has an art to him.
But he pulls from others. I'm gonna tell you when I found it was weird. When that nigga Day-Day, the one that made the when he said that he didn't know that Will Smith used to rap, I was like, nigga, wait.
Do you realize
you didn't know, like dog, you not that you are at least 21. Which means technically speaking, how do you not know that?
But a lot of dudes who are 21 to 28 don't
28? No, it's literally 21 to 22.
21 to 22.
They don't like anything that's older than 4 years old.
Yeah. Speaking of that, the next dope note is from Euro Got It. And it's called Kodak Dad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby, it's black. Baby, it's black. Baby, it's black. Baby, it's black.
Thank you so much. So how you can't make yourself into a rapper just by deciding that you're going to take all the styles of Migos, Young Thug, and Lil Uzi Vert and decide to like put it all into one.
But that's what all these little niggas is doing, man. Like, that's all they fucking do. They all sound like they're all trying to be Quavo and Uzi and fucking Young Thug.
And the ones who are nice actually stand out.
Who else is there's no the reason why
Uzi stands out.
Uzi stands out. Thug stands out. Migos stand out. They stand out because they made their own sound.
There's still a level of like personal musicianship that comes into it.
Nobody was doing triplet type raps or cadence.
They weren't doing triplet type raps in the same way.
People were doing it, but they weren't doing it the way the Migos did it.
Nah, it wasn't as fast.
No.
Maybe
Migos were. No one was doing it like.
Are you serious, dog?
Who was doing it like Migos?
First of all, they stole Lord Infamous's flow. Let's not do this.
I'm not saying they didn't steal anybody's flow. I'm just saying
who
was doing
it.
Who
was currently relevant? They brought it back. They brought it to the forefront. That's what happened. It is what it is. Like, nah, dog. Come on now, like.
So basically.
So what I'm saying is, like, they brought that style of rap back. Tory Lanez brought back the R&B auto-tune crooner back.
No.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
T-Pain left the space wide open. But whoa, it wasn't whoa, whoa, him.
Are we disrespecting back. The king?
I'm not disrespecting T-Pain. I'm saying he left it wide open.
I don't know if Tory Lanez is the one that brought it back, though.
Who brought it back? Who brought the auto-tune crooner back?
Who's best right now? Because, I mean, Travis is nicer than a lot of niggas.
He's not auto-tune crooning. He's just R&B trap music.
Okay.
He's so auto-tune trap music. He's not auto-tune.
Okay, bet. I got you one. Ty Dolla $ign.
Ty Dolla $ign music is trash. It is nowhere near as good as
Whoa. 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 That's whoa. Wow.
Bro,
whoa.
He made a song.
Whoa.
Ty Dolla $ign.
Whoa. Whoa.
He did
Let's have sex. But that was not the four.
Wait.
I don't know, they know each other. Ty Dolla $ign has so much fucking talent, and he put zero effort into it.
Can I say this?
So
can
CC was like fire.
No,
3CC. I haven't heard of Ty Dolla $ign.
His first album was fire.
You're talking about Ty Dolla $ign's production.
I'm talking about his. I'm talking about his entire
Ty making Dolla $ign's production is out of this world. Dolla $ign's fucking lyricism is fucking terrible.
But he's already conveyed the fact that his brother is the better artist than him.
His brother's in jail.
His brother is in jail. The thing with Ty is not.
Wait, speaking of which, this one like a conversation about music. So this shit just hit me. So TC,
mm-hmm.
that's his brother that was in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Was also the person who did the ad-lib on Stay Dangerous as though talking about YG being his younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
Are YG and Ty Dolla $ign
half-brothers? Half.
Mm.
Half.
So the half-brothers for real?
Half.
I had no fucking idea.
I didn't know that either.
More importantly, when it comes to R&B, and I guess we can go into this.
That fact that you got to know. Because you got to remember, Ty Dolla $ign was playing bass guitar for Immature.
I mean, he's been in the industry forever.
When he was a kid.
Yeah, he's been in the industry
forever. So, like, yeah, he's dumb talented. I don't think his voice is
great. His voice isn't great, and his lyricism
is terrible. R&B has levels. You have the Treys of the world. You have the Dreams of the world. You have the Miguels of the world.
Are we really going to include that whispering-ass nigga Dream and shit?
Dream is a talented songwriter.
He's a talented talented at picking music and talented songwriter. He sounds fucking horrible.
It does. But Falsetto's a great song.
Falsetto's a great song. But most of his music, he sounds horrible.
Because he made...
And he talks that way, too.
He made Jay Holiday a fucking superstar.
Dog, with one album.
One album. Jay Holiday fucked that up.
Yeah, he did.
I think a lot of R&B artists fuck themselves over because they get ahead of themselves. Jay Holiday, obviously, because he's working at the Helix Hotel now as a bartender.
He is?
Yeah. Yeah.
He can actually sing, though.
The thing is, there are a lot of people who can sing. They let him
go on stage at the end of the night.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who can sing. That's why they have karaoke open out, you know, open bars and shit. Shout out to Sticky Rice. Tonight.
Sticky Rice.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, like, I just...
That actually sounds fun.
Sounds fun.
Yes.
But I just feel
you
like...
You said you're in the singing mood?
I am.
I feel like... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'll say this and I'll let you get back.
Please.
For me, R&B is one of those really delicate things. A lot of people are really sensitive about rap. And who's the best lyricist? But honestly, there aren't a lot of good singers.
Well, that's not true.
There are a lot of
great singers. Okay.
Let me rephrase it, and I'm gonna pivot from what you said.
Okay,
there are a lot of great singers. They don't get the same shine.
Her is doing well. Anderson Paak, BJ's Chicago Kid.
Did you hear Ro James' new shit?
That's Ro James. I can't fucking remember his name. The guy who has a song with her. Mm-hmm. I bought his album.
Daniel Caesar.
Daniel Caesar.
But it's more than that, because if you want to throw in, like I said earlier, Ari Lennox.
Mm-hmm.
She's nice. You have now NAO. She's nice. You got Raven Lenae, who, you can't sit here and act like you don't got Georgia Smith, and I don't give a fuck how anybody says about her. Her album was legit as fuck.
More importantly, y'all are forgetting the queen.
Come on, God. Not this shit.
Why?
God damn you, Greg. Why?
I'm a cow.
But hold on, you gotta play the song in your rock because they go when it gets better.
But here's the thing though, everything actually makes fucking sense when you think about it.
But be honest, I'll fuck her.
Can we just enjoy the song? I enjoy the song.
Misogynist.
Wow.
Like,
but bitch, I'm a cow. More importantly, outside of Moo, I'm a cow.
Yeah, I get it.
You realize that was just publicity stuff because she can actually sing.
She got some talent.
To our audience, we, you know, they're thinking, oh, we're joking.
No,
but they're gonna go
talent.
And look on YouTube and try to find this clip. And then
when you start looking up her shit, you'll be like, oh, damn, she's actually out here. However,
she's definitely talented, but bitch, I'm a cow.
Work on video. And show Let me defend her.
She did this one in her living room. Two, she put a green towel in front of her window.
And it was published August 10th. That was a week ago.
Yeah, she has.
That's what I'm saying.
But
like seriously, speaking, like you could tell this is satire.
Exactly,
it's satire, but it's also good satire because, you know, smart people jokes, right? She's like, she made a lyric about methane. Most people don't know that. Fucking cows are fucking up the damn ozone layer by farting and shit and leaving shit.
It's not cows.
All the layers, bro.
It's the overproduction of food that's consumed at a higher rate than necessary and is killing the environment.
Right, which what leads to us is having a whole lot more cows to make more beef and
dessert. Cows, pigs.
Shit. All that shit. Methane comes from their shit. Right. So all this is going on. It's a smart person lyric.
We made bitch of a cow into a meta conversation. But that's the point.
That's exactly why this shit's fucking genius.
That's
though.
What I said. It was fucking brilliant.
A two deep nigga can love a song and a motherfucker who's high as shit can love a song.
Yeah.
You're still high?
No, I'm just
saying. Why are you the co-star salute?
First off, that's not the co-star salute.
I know. All right. So, y'all been doing that for 15 years.
Let's get back on task. So, we need to actually discuss what's bothering us. It's been a long week. It's Thursday. You know how we end the show. We have to end the show with everybody discussing at least one thing, good, bad, or indifferent. What has bothered us this week? It could be something at work. It could be something at home. It could be something in the street. It could just honestly be something that you've been thinking about that you've seen in a news article and been trying to figure out. So,
I'll go first.
Rob, you want to go first?
I'll say.
D, what is bothering you?
What's bothering me this week, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that it's the fact that young people of this generation don't take having a job seriously. I've personally had to let two people go in a span of 48 hours for something really, really stupid. People, we're out here to work and make money. You make the job work for you. You don't work for the job.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, don't do something stupid to fuck up your household.
Exactly.
Take your headphones off.
Can you say that louder for the folks in the back?
Sorry. Don't do something stupid to fuck up your household. So, that's my plight. That's what pissed me off for the week. What you got, Eric?
Shit, is it really on me? I'm starting to get to a point in my life, right, where I'm getting really irritated with the fact that people just decide to be woefully obtuse and not just like search shit on their own. Like, our parents and grandparents and people like were older than us and shit, they used to like give like revisionist history about stuff, half truths, straight up lies. But you know, they weren't living at a time where like you can just like look up shit to make sure if it's true on your damn phone, right? So like we got all this access to information in the world. And I promise you, every fucking issue in the world right now will be solved as niggas will just read. Like, just read some shit. Just look up some shit to make sure, like, oh, damn, is that true? Oh, it is true. Oh, shit, that's not true. Like, some of y'all niggas, y'all just believe the first shit, the first headline, the first thing that some nigga did y'all think is smart said. And it's like, yo, you ain't that smart. The person you listen to ain't that smart. So all you have to just shut the fuck up or just go off.
Most people get news from social media, though. Mm-hmm. So you have to
yeah, but you can still search. You can take a social media thing and be like, okay, let me click the people link. Have made no, not to run with the fucking headline, dog.
Millions of dollars
research.
No, people made millions of dollars from clickbait.
Yeah, by posting. But the thought process is this. If it's clickbait, then click this shit and read, dog.
But you're expecting the average American to understand and comprehend.
No,
and
what I'm saying is that it's bothersome that people don't give a fuck enough to give a fuck.
We have a president.
It's called 2018.
Yeah, but I'm talking about people in general. I'm talking about niggas for real. Like we ain't got no excuse.
Okay.
We don't have the opportunity or the excuse at this point to just be allowing people to
say the same people who think Tommy Hilfiger went on TV and said fuck black people.
This is exactly my point. Exactly. And he never said that shit.
He never was on
never.
Oprah.
Never.
He never was on Oprah.
Not a day.
So these are the same people.
He's also the same person that was quoted in the direct quote. It's like, I don't make my clothes for black people. I make my clothes for everyone.
No, he said, I made my clothes for white women first. That's essentially what's his market. And he was surprised that white men bought his shit. And he was surprised that black people bought his shit. Mm-hmm. He was straight up surprised.
Right.
I wouldn't be.
Because muggles in what context, dog?
He said, I made my clothes for white women. He didn't say, I excluded black people. He specifically targeted white women.
Yeah, because that's what you do in fashion half the time.
You specifically target somebody. So he said, I want a white woman to buy my shit. And he's like, huh, Wu-Tang Clan has my outfit on the cover of The Source.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I dated myself just now. But still,
dude, you didn't date yourself. The thing is, you're stating the fact that a lot of people won't Google, a lot of people won't even go and take the time to listen to someone else like you say, because nowadays, if you say anything, it's a fact.
Well, when I had arguments a lot, I used to write for blogs and stuff, and when I would talk to people about certain things, shout out to oldhellnonblog.com.
Mm-hmm.
When I used to write for them, when we had conversations with people, and this is before I knew what trolling was,
yeah,
people would literally just spew misinformation towards us, even though I knew and we knew that we had to be intelligent enough to say things that were factual.
Exactly.
So I couldn't, even when I wrote articles about, like, say, my personal experience with dating at the time,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't say things without having some historical knowledge or even... My anecdotes have to have some type of factual basis about exactly. The male experience of dating world or the black man experience in the working world.
Exactly.
So I couldn't just say, white people ain't shit and niggas is on top because who's the reason? I can't say that shit. I have to come up with a reason why I feel that this certain thing is happening to me and what I think the outcome is. Now, you can just, I love Very Smart Brothers. I love The Root. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I get tired of them just writing a quick article just for some fucking retweets.
Yeah, it's
all sometimes it pisses me off where
it's
Damon,
like
Damon Young is a very intelligent man, very intelligent brother. But sometimes I just wish he would reel it in and just actually produce some actual content that's not clickbait.
So when do we know as
Damon Young has all the tools to become Bomani Jones.
But he's not going to because he wants to clickbait.
And that's exactly what I was getting at.
Because that's how you got.
Because that's what happens when you take.
That's how you get famous, and that's how you make money, and all that talent shit.
And the ability to market yourself and actually put some fucking effort behind it.
He used to put a lot of effort behind it because
I'm too old. No,
the Marlon Horn was before Very Smart Brothers, was before The Root. But when we started doing shit that they're currently doing, it was on some. You guys are offensive. It's too much this, too much of that. We had to tone it down. We lost our fan base when we toned it down. Now, I applaud them for it. I'm not one of those old niggas who will be like, oh, y'all took our stuff. Fuck that. They kept it going. Congratulations. It fucking worked.
Yeah. I need to ask a perspective that matters more than anybody in the world, please. Including the 5 minutes I'm sitting here.
Go ahead.
Keon?
Yes.
Sitting in a room with 5 black men, obviously podcasting, saying our thoughts.
Rob doesn't count. Sorry.
Blackness has been challenged by a 5'6" nigga with tight pants.
What's up? Wow. I need to know.
How far have I fallen?
Hey, fine. No. Let me get it off. So,
go ahead.
So, as a woman first, as a mother, as someone who sits next to your partner, your spouse, when you see the man that you are with and you're going to be with forever, when he says the statements that he had said about that he wants to see men and more importantly, blacks in general excel. Do you agree? Do you disagree? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, what's your thought about that?
I couldn't agree more. Flat out. I really don't have too much more to add to it.
Okay. On that note, that's a great feeling because a lot of women feel that way too. And knowing.
Well, the reason why I personally asked is because when you open up social media and you see, like, on Instagram, you see 50 to 60 different memes of, and it's not just women, it's men too. There are just as many hurt men as there are hurt women. So you'll see a meme and you're like, oh, what the fuck is going on? Like,
women are more vocal when it comes to our hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the fact, again, I agree, there are just as many hurt men there as there are women, but again, we're more vocal, and guys have been taught you gotta be tough, and you're not supposed to cry, or all that other bullshit that people try to say.
Now, do you feel as though, like, the men have gotten more sensitive and, like, more, I won't say they're not
sensitive. More sensitive and more, like, immune, or is it, like, women just internalize it more personally?
I think it's the opposite. I don't think they're becoming more sensitive at all. Actually, large majority of the guys that I do know that have been, like, people that I think of that are hurt, currently hurting or have been hurt, they are mean and nasty and they are hard. There is no sensitivity there whatsoever.
Yeah.
I was like that with her.
I really
you weren't.
Rob
was literally about to make a point.
No, I was like
he that. Was making his point, and I'm seconding his point because he knows and you know that everything that
go ahead.
It's the truth. Like, it's the truth. It's the truth.
No, because I grew up where my dad, even though he's a nice guy, he would if I got upset as a kid, he would say stuff like "stop being a pussy" or "man up" or shit like that. So, you know, we have a son, but I do try to bring the masculinity to him. I also understand that I was a sensitive kid, and so I know for a lot of things like the violent sports I played and the way I react to stuff. Sometimes I think I did it out of the part where I wanted to bring my masculinity out more than the fact that I was hurt by something. So I know a lot of fights I got in high school and college while I was in the military. A lot of it was more so like if something offended me, I would just punch somebody in the face.
Yeah.
And not even think about it. I remember I got in a fight with a frat brother of mine. We were working out, and he said something about an ex I just broke up with. And I punched the fuck out of him. Like, I hit him right in his face in the gym in front of everybody. Didn't give a shit. And I'm looking at this dude, I'm like, shit, I just dropped my homeboy, like, for no reason.
Exactly.
But it's because my feelings are still hurt from it.
Yeah.
I reacted differently. Shit, today I cussed out some teenager. Yeah. I cussed out a teenager.
And I had to tell him, like, you were wrong. You were so wrong.
The teenager was a dick. But the way I responded was way... I didn't hit the kid or nothing. But I responded negatively to where I know as an adult I could have kept my composure a little bit better.
Right. Okay, so like everything that Rob said, like I really understand it and I get it, like because I've been there and I've done that. I've been there and done that. Like at a point, it comes to a point in time where you just have to grow the fuck up. Like I'm not saying like, no, I'm not like bashing anyone or whatever, but it comes time when you have to grow up. Like I went through all of the things. My father. Okay, let me stop from breaking down. But my father went through a lot. My father went through a lot of shit with me, and it was a point in time where I did not respect my father at all. But going like getting older, growing up, I understand. I really get it now, especially being a father. Shit is hard. It's hard. If you're not a father, you understand to a point, but you don't understand. Like this shit is hard.
Yeah, and that's completely understandable, but that's not what we're talking about right now.
So this, okay, I just had to make that point.
So this, no.
I just
no,
had to make.
Let me.
You let me. You go ahead.
Let me get back to what we were.
You probably had like five kids in the next 4 years. You're my brother. I love you, but you had five kids in 4 years.
Five and four.
Five and four.
Christ, God damn.
So I'm going to get us back on topic.
You got one now, Sparky. You might have four more.
Is it okay if I get us back on topic?
Yeah, you go ahead. Thank you. I just had to make that point now.
Okay. So
you're welcome.
More importantly, it's a thing of respect, not for men, but for women. Be it you are with them dating, just right. You know, being physical,
mm-hmm.
being married, because you got to remember there are on this podcast three married men. There is a single guy, and there is Rob.
Someone who, honestly, I'm
not finished speaking. It is a situation where we know where certain things are heading, and we know where certain men have been. For a podcast for five men, we're all still learning.
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, like, we can't learn without the women that we are with. So having women in our life like Kiana and the Justice and the Marys and, you know, like the Sinead's, like, the women in our world mean everything, and I don't think a lot of men appreciate the people that they are with until either they're not around, or more importantly, like, we all have that one friend or those two friends, or honestly just someone we know that maybe they may be in their mid to late 30s, just don't understand, like, a relationship isn't just somebody that you're sleeping with, it's serious. It's a major thing. So it just feels good to know that, like, us as men are growing as a result of this podcast. And more importantly, we're growing as men, just being able to talk amongst men.
All right. That is very important.
And so listen.
Q, let me talk.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Because
you know, Rob's point earlier was a valid one, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, he talked about, you know, your father being emotional. I was thinking about it from a different angle, too.
My dad was not
that he was an unemotional person, but you were
an unemotional person.
Right, right.
And he is.
So he wasn't able to express that. So, here goes the thing with me, though. And this is a part of the conversation where I feel like there's some guys who kind of get lost in the shuffle about all this because not all of us have motherly mothers.
That is absolutely.
I do not have a motherly mother.
I do not have a motherly mother,
right? I'm going to say this. So a lot.
I have my mother. My anger and aggression does not come from my father.
Mm-hmm. Right. So like, I'm not going to like dive deep into my personal shit because it's not what we're about here at this moment. Trust me, that's an episode in itself, dog. I ain't got the time.
Yeah, so there's something
right?
To keep going.
But what I'm getting at, too, is that we're talking about us as men being able to express our emotions with the women that we're eventually dating. You have to ask how that is going to mimicry of how we were able to express the emotions from the very first woman that we were close to. Some of us don't even have that. I'm right now at 29. Like I'm in therapy. I'm doing everything I possibly can to learn how to work against my intimacy issues because I am not close to my mother whatsoever,
mm-hmm.
despite what she'll say. In every single relationship that I've been in, with anyone is ultimately marred by the fact that the person that you're expecting to be vulnerable with, you never were able to do that. So we can talk about relationship between, you know, us and our fathers all we want to. A lot of us, our mothers they had to be so strong because of situations that they couldn't do nothing but be a provider. You could be vulnerable.
I want to say, let's hold that topic for another week.